as you hear from God and you help to encourage or exhort others with that, then we walk in more and more light and truth. And so we need you to be walking in the light, and we need you to be walking with your brothers and sisters, to know one another, to know the particulars of what you're facing and what you're going through, so that you can help apply God's word in a particular way, not to be in somebody's business, but to help shine the light so that they can walk in truth, that we all can benefit from the things you're hearing from the Lord and experiencing as you're growing. And the other thing, one other word for us is to, whenever we're together as a fellowship, pay attention. Because somebody may have something to share with you that is going to be deeply encouraging. If they are indeed a fountain of living water, someone who has received living water themselves, then it may be that my brother or my sister is going to have something that they share that means an awful lot as they talk about how they are experiencing fellowship with the Lord, and it's going to draw me into deeper fellowship with them. So I'll close with this verse from Micah. All the peoples walk, each in the name of its God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. We pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.